So, Raj requested that I address the topic of how to be fixed on Krishna at the time of death. This very question is asked by Arjuna in chapter 8 of the Bhagavad Gita. Here is the exact two lines. Prayana kale chakatang jayosi niyatatmabi. In this 8th chapter, Arjuna asks questions, several questions. And the final question was this: Krishna, how can you be known at the time of death? But this word, niyatatmabi, you can be known only by those who are self-controlled. And this will be addressed because I'm going to read a few verses here in this 8th chapter. There's a string of verses which will help us to understand this. So we'll do one verse, we'll have another singer, and like that. So if you have anybody of your friends that you want to sing, because get them ready, okay? You're GBC here. Okay, please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So one thing, there are many things, but one thing I like about Dorkadish Das, he always reminds me Prabhupada's purport. So let's hear Prabhupada's purport. So as Prabhupada says on his japa tape, sit properly so that you can hear with rapt attention. The word prayana kale in this verse is very significant, because whatever we do in life will be tested at the time of death. Arjuna is very anxious to know of those who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness what should be their position at that final moment. At the time of death, all the bodily functions are disrupted and the mind is not in a proper condition. Thus, disturbed by the bodily situation, one may not be able to remember this Supreme Lord. Arjuna questions how a person can fix his or her mind on Krishna's lotus feet at such a time. So the question of Arjuna was, how can the self-controlled know, remember you at the time of death? So here is the first answer by Krishna. Famous verse. Please repeat. Antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram yap prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra sanshaya. Please repeat. And whoever at the end of life quits the body remembering me alone. In other words, you have to distinctly just think of Krishna, like he says in the famous 1866, Mam Ekam, me only, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. So here's the first answer. If you're able to remember and think of Krishna at the time of death, you will attain his nature. He didn't say, you become me. He didn't say that. He says here, you will attain my nature. So now the question is, what is Krishna's nature? Sat, Chit, Ananda, Vigraha. Important. So, attaining Krishna's nature means you will have a Vigraha. You will have a form. You will have another body. But that body will be Sat, Chit, Ananda. Is this body you have now Sat, Chit, Ananda? Anyone who says, they're crazy. You all know this present body is not Ananda. Especially those of us over 50. Huh? We know very well it's not Ananda. Otherwise, why I gotta take 5 pills every day? It's not Ananda. And we all know it's not eternal. That we already explained at the beginning. It's dwindling right before our eyes, imperceptible. One day you wake up, oh my God, I have a gray hair? Oh my God, where did that come from? You didn't ask for it. Anybody here asking for wrinkles? Anybody putting in a request, please give me wrinkles, please give me teeth that are loose? They're not asking for that, but one day you realize you're old. Before you know it, like, where is Rahul? Rahul, where are you? He's 16, or what is he, 13? Yeah, he's 13. One day he's going to wake up, oh my God, I'm 33. Where'd the time go? I'm like that. I'm now 63. Wait a second. How? I just talked to my wife the other day. We've been married for 33 years. It seems like yesterday. It went by, shoop, like that. Just like that. It was imperceptible. So Krishna's nature, eternal, full of knowledge, and blissful. Now, bliss is not anything that we have experienced in the material world. Because material pleasure is like this. Up, down. It's good, and it ends. Any material pleasure, it has a beginning, middle, and end. But bliss is something different. It's always increasing. That's bliss. That we don't have experience of. So, when you achieve Krishna's nature, your body will be eternal body. It'll be full of knowledge, full of consciousness, and you will be blissful. At every moment, your pleasure will be increasing. Lord Chaitanya says, you can get a glimpse of that by chanting the Maha Mantra. Everybody? Lord Chaitanya says this chanting is like an ocean that is increasing. Now, here we are in Tustin. But you all know when you go to Laguna Beach Temple, how close is the ocean? Really close. And one time there was a flood and the temple got flooded, right? A couple of years ago. Am I correct? Laguna Beach devotees? Yeah, I remember because it was on the news, right? So that ocean, you don't want that ocean increasing. You want that Pacific Ocean, you're just fine. Don't come any closer. You're fine just the way you are. We can walk to the beach, no problem. Or in the Mayapur temple in ISKCON, the Ganga overflows and you'll see pictures of devotees. They're doing Mangalartik and the water is up to here. The water comes up, to where Radha Madhava is. And that Radha Madhava is on a high. So the water comes and floods. And then there's Jaipataka Swami in a speedboat going through Mayapur. Yes. So Lord Chaitanya says there's an ocean that's ever increasing in ecstasy. And you can get a taste of that. You can experience that when you nicely chant. Earlier today, somebody asked me, Prabhu, very serious, how can I improve my devotional Krishna consciousness? I said, very simple. Just nicely every day do your hearing and chanting. It all comes from nice hearing and chanting. Everything you want to accomplish, there is the secret of success. So, since Dwarkadish is here, he will chastise me if I don't. Prabhupada's purport. Are you ready to hear Prabhupada's purport? Prabhupada says, in this verse, the importance of Krishna consciousness is stressed. Anyone who quits his or her body in Krishna consciousness is at once transferred to the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is the purest of the pure. Therefore, anyone who is constantly Krishna conscious and is also the purest of the pure. The word smaran, everybody say? Smaran. Remembering is important. Now here's an important sentence. Remembrance of Krishna is not possible for the impure soul who has not practiced Krishna consciousness in devotional service. Govind, you know about this practice. Remember that video I showed you? One athlete, he was bragging, I'm so good, I don't need to practice. And now he's out of a job. Pride comes before the fall. No, you have to practice now. You have to practice Krishna consciousness. Not like you know some people. Oh, when I get older, now let me do my nonsense. Yeah, and then when they get older, oh, I'm 60, I'm not old yet. Then when they're 70, oh, I'm not going to do spiritual life. I'm not old. What, are you going to wait till you're 90? Come on. You have to, and what does the Bhagavatam, Prahlad says? It starts at the age of 5. At age of 5, you're old enough. Not 55. It starts at 5. Your spiritual life starts right away. So you have to practice Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one should practice Krishna consciousness from the very beginning of life. See, I'm telling you exactly what Prabhupada says. If one wants to achieve success at the end of life, the process of remembering Krishna is essential. Therefore, so here, when the word therefore is used, it means, okay, I've said everything. Now, therefore, conclusion. Therefore, one should incessantly chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Lord Chaitanya has advised that one be as tolerant as a tree. Tarora api sahishnuna. There may be so many impediments for a person who is chanting Hare Krishna. Nonetheless, tolerating all these impediments, one should continue to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. So that at the end of one's life, one can have the full benefit of Krishna consciousness. I'll give you a mundane example. You Indian people, you are smart, you're intelligent. You didn't start saving for your retirement at the age of 50. That's not when you started to save money. You started to save money when you were 25. You all know, you, the Mr. Accountant. If somebody thinks, oh, I'll start saving for my retirement when I'm 55. What are his chances? He's finished. Too late, buddy. You got to start when you're young putting the money away so that when you're 65, you have something. Not, oh, let me spend now. When I'm 50, 55, yeah, you'll, okay, but you're not going to have very much. So you have to start planning for the future now. Now is the time. Your children, these children that have been my students from the beginning, your accounts are looking very good. Your spiritual 401k, no Republican is going to touch. You are safe. Because there's all this talk. The Republicans want to do away with Social Security and all this. Yes. Yes. So you stay with the program of Krishna consciousness, your account, which has your name on it. Prabhupada said, your spiritual account has your name on it. Nobody can touch that account. It's your account. And every little aspect of Krishna consciousness that you did, it's noted. You attended the Namahat. Oh, okay. He could have stayed home and watched television. No, he came to the program. All right, mark it down. Krishna has expert accountants. They're writing everything down. So continue on speaking now to the youth, my children, who have been with me, some of you, since birth. Actually, you've been with me in the womb of your mother. These Garmakar boys, they were with me when they were in their mother's womb. They were attending programs. Yes. Don't leave me. Stay with the program. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. All right, Raj, you pick